Greetings. It is Wednesday, the 8th of March, and this is Maitri, Wabi Sabi Woman, coming to you from the coast of North Carolina. I hope you're having a peaceful day wherever you are. I say that because I had such a very hard day yesterday. All the way up until almost bedtime, I just really had a very difficult day with anxiety. And when I wrote into Facebook about it and heard back from so many people that they too were suffering, having a bad day, having a panic attack, anxiety, it made me realize again how many people truly do suffer with this. And so I just want to tell you that if you are out there, if you are having a bad day, I'm here to listen to you if you would like to write to me and tell me what you'd like me to discuss that might help you or make you feel a little bit better. As I'm working through B-School, one of the early things that we have to do is to talk about what our big why is, why we're doing the business that we're doing. And for me, I don't have a great deal of clarity around the type of business that I'm going to do. I mean, the way that it's going to work out, all the nuts and bolts. But I do know that the why is because I want to help people that, like me, have been broken in their lives, who have suffered from perhaps mental health issues or never fitting in, never feeling easy in the world. I want to help people come to terms with those wabi-sabi places in their lives and help them come to peace. So that is the why behind my work, and I'm in the process of trying to figure it all out right now. But I do know that I don't want people to feel so alone. I have felt so alone in my lifetime, and I know when people are suffering, when they are filled with anxiety, when they are having a panic attack, there's no more alone feeling in the world than when you're going through something like that. And so why do I do these podcasts? Well, I've been asking myself that as well. Are they something of value? Are they something worth doing? Are they something that people want to have and are getting something out of? It's early days still, and if you have a response to that, I would love to hear from you. But I think one of the reasons that I want to do a podcast is that sometimes hearing a voice in the wilderness, not just words on a page, on social media, in an email, but a real voice, a real person coming to you in this medium, and really talking to you from the heart and really knowing that it really matters to me, that wherever you are in the world as you hear this, you know that someone really does care and really is pulling for you and really doesn't want you to feel so alone. So can I accomplish that with these podcasts? I hope that I can. And I guess that I'm trying to figure all of that out now. Yesterday, I wrote a blog post for my blog, maitrilibelul.com. You can find it there. The blog post is called The Gifts in Brokenness. And I really struggled with that post yesterday. It had three or four different titles. I wrote the entire thing and then deleted almost all of it and started over. I really struggled with that post because I feel like I have talked so much about Bell's palsy and anxiety and depression and agoraphobia and bipolar disorder, all of these things that I deal with, and originating back with the Bell's palsy seemed to be the beginning of my downward spiral way back to 1995. I have not wanted to sort of clobber people over the head with talking about this, but it is as though I'm trying to hold it up to the light and look at it from different angles and try to figure out what it all means, where the gifts are in our brokenness, in our wabi-sabiness, because there surely are gifts, and how to find them, how to see them, what to do with them. That's where I am right now. I'm looking at all of that. I'm looking back over 22 years since the Bells and the discovery that I was bipolar and the roller coaster ride that I had with manic episodes that led to bad choices, that led to bad decisions causing pain for myself and for others. That's something that I have to come to terms with in my life. It's something that's been very, very hard here lately, looking back and identifying those times where there were manic episodes and where there was fallout from the manic episodes, and trying to develop a kind of compassion for myself through those times and know that I was not well. I never did anything that was hateful or hurtful to others. I hurt myself, not physically, but the damage that I caused with decisions that I made in my lifetime took me hither and yon and into some places in my life where the decisions that I made left me in bad straits. And it's really hard when I'm almost 63 and I'm living with the consequences of some of those actions, how I can really, I guess, forgive myself and go on. Gee, I hadn't really meant to talk about that. I had a long talk with my daughter on the phone last night, and we talked about some of these things. It's difficult if you have a family and they have not all understood the choices that you made when you were going through some of the worst of it. And so coming to terms with your place in the family as a person who is living with bipolar disorder, having come through the worst of those manic times, having ended up where you are in your life today because of them, and making peace with yourself and with others. That's where I am right now. I have made peace with my family. There is very much love and caring. And now it is really, I think, I didn't realize that there was so much work left to do with forgiveness for myself. And I think that I have to work through that piece before I can move forward into what I have to give others, into the creation of a business that might serve others. That's what I'm trying to do. So I'm starting with these podcasts. And if they have value to you, if you would write to me through the contact form at maitrilibelul.com, it would be a tremendous thing for me to understand how I might be able to serve you through these podcasts. So I would really appreciate that. And we're at the end of the podcast for today, so I'm sending you love and wishes for a wonderful day today.